The number of North Korean refugees traveling to South Korea continues to grow, with hundreds arriving each year. But adjusting from the closed society of the North to the open capitalistic society of the South can be challenging. The BBC's Charles Scanlon reports on a North Korean singer and actress who's made the trip and is attempting to make the transition.
At a hair salon in the trendy south of Seoul, Kim Hae-young is getting the full treatment from a team of stylists. At first sight, there's nothing to distinguish her from any other South Korean singer preparing for a show. But for the 28-year-old performer, this is still an alien and unsettling environment. She grew up with no knowledge of the outside world in the time warp of North Korea, considered one of the world's most closed and repressive societies. But unlike many other defectors, she confesses to some nostalgia for her former life.
At the beginning, I was heartbroken about coming here and I cried and cried. I told my father that we all had to go back to North Korea, but he said it was impossible. He hadn't told the family we were defecting. He just said we were going on a trip to China.
Kim Hae-young was a film actress and rising star in the North, a member of the elite who was shielded from the hardship and famine affecting large parts of the country. But then one day her father, a trade official, got into trouble and decided to flee the country. Today she's rehearsing for a Golden Oldies show at a provincial television station, but it's hard work to get noticed in the South's hugely competitive entertainment industry. In North Korea, she was a state employee, trained to sing the praises of the ruling dynasty. Everything was arranged for her by an all-powerful bureaucracy. Her challenge now is to make it as a performer in her own right, and not to be pigeonholed as the singing defector. There was nothing in Kim Hae-young's past to prepare her for this sort of light entertainment. In North Korea, the arts are controlled by the regime, and are frequently an instrument of state propaganda. The songs broadcast on state television may sound mawkishly sentimental, but the message is overwhelmingly political. In one of her film roles, Kim Hae-young's character missed a crucial examination and sacrificed her career so she could return a sack of rice that had fallen off the back of a truck. Overcoming culture shock has not been easy. When she first arrived, she couldn't understand how the government made money if all the shops and restaurants were privately owned. Now she frets about all the strikes and the political rows in what seems to her a turbulent and selfish society.
In North Korea, I thought I had the ultimate job. There was so much honor in being an actress and a singer, and it made me very proud. It was a dream come true to have such recognition. But in the South, it's commercial. People get paid for each performance.
Kim Hae-young is not about to give up on her dreams of stardom. She's slowly getting used to the stresses of a free society. But she refuses to condemn repression in her homeland. She insists both societies have their good points and bad.
The BBC's Charles Scanlon.